Moose numbers are down across Wyoming. Now, a woman who lives in what used to be known as Moose Country is asking Wyoming's Game and Fish Department to stop hunting near her Wood River home near Meteetse. Penny Preston reports a hunter who's been waiting for decades to hunt moose there disagrees, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is caught in the middle.
The Jackson area has been well known for its moose for a long time. And when a big bull steps out of the willows in Grand Teton National Park,
oh my,
that's bowling.
Tourists are amazed. The Wood River near Meteetse is also known for its healthy moose population. Mary Rumsey has lived on her place on the Wood River for 20 years, and she's seen a lot of moose on her property. She even uses her moose pictures for Christmas cards. But one Christmas moose pair will never be seen again. An out-of-state elk hunter killed them last year.
He shot our mother moose and her baby. He received a fine, no jail time, suspended hunting license, but it is just ridiculous. He didn't even have a visual on the animal.
Rumsey says three other Wood River moose died since last fall.
We had another moose that fell into a trout pond.
She says one bull was confused by an electric fence.
It got run over, broken spine. Game and Fish had to come and euthanize it.
She also thinks recent logging in the Shoshone National Forest and too much road hunting is reducing moose numbers.
And we used to have 15, 20 moose up here, and now we've seen one this winter.
Rumsey's neighbor blames wolves and bears for the decline.
I think they have one of the largest impacts on moose mortality rates that we're not doing anything about.
Pearson Hodgins is an outfitter who says the Wood River area will be difficult for moose hunters.
In all honesty, we wouldn't hunt moose in the Wood River. We'd go over to the Grable or somewhere else.
Rumsey has been writing the game and fish biologist, asking them to cut the number of local area bull moose tags from 5 to 3. She doesn't have a problem with hunting. She just thinks hunters can help bring the moose numbers back up in the Wood River area by hunting them elsewhere. Rumsey brought up her request at a Meteetse season setting meeting. She argued hard to either cut the number of tags in the hunt area to 3 or ban hunting on the Shoshone National Forest around the Wood River Road.
In January, Bart saw 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, and 3-year-old boys. A lot of you people are in the cattle business. We're running out of breeding stock.
While some others agreed with Rumsey, Marvin Blakesley of Cody did not. He's been accruing preference points for years.
21, 22, ever since the preference point system came into existence.
Now he wants to hunt moose in the exact place Rumsey wants to protect them.
And certainly Wood River would be one of my prime places to hunt because there is some access into there that's non-horseback.
Blakesley also blames predators for the moose decline. But game and fish biologist told the hunters at the meeting numbers dropped all over Wyoming in the last decade, even in places where there are no wolves or grizzlies. In his Cody office, Wildlife Management Coordinator Tim Woolley said,
actually, moose populations worldwide have shown declines over the last 10 to 20 years. Even in the Scandinavian countries, they're studying moose population dynamics, trying to understand this.
Recent game and fish flight surveys indicate moose populations in the Meteetse hunting area have rebounded slightly from a very low count in 2009. Still, they don't think hunters killing 5 bulls there would harm the population. Woolley says bulls move across large areas and pointed to the hunter who has waited, like Blakesley.
And if we did cut that off, that person would lose that opportunity that I could not defend biologically because I'd say, you know, really that on a population as a whole, that shouldn't impact it.
From Meteetse, Penny Preston for Wyoming Public Radio.